This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Mesachas Ksubais, Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara begins by giving us a siman. Ein HaTorah Niknas Ela B'Simanim. Siman Aleph Umea. The siman is 1,100. Mitzvah B'Ksuba. The mitzvah is with a Ksuba. Yaakov Zakaf Sedoisav. Yaakov designated his fields, bedvarim asikin, with words of asikin. Let's start with the case of 1,000. We're going to talk about a case where a guy owes money. There was a guy, he owed 1,000 zuz. Havle treya padni, he had two palaces. Zabinu chada b'chamesh mea v'chada b'chamesh mea. He sold one for 500 and the other for 500. He owed $1,000 and he sold two palaces, each for 500. Thing is, he used up the money. So the creditor cannot collect the money he got for the two houses, but now the creditor wants to be toireif from the buyers the two palaces. The creditor came and he grabbed one of the palaces. So at least he's now collected 500 of the 1,000 that was owed to him. He wanted to grab the other one so that he is paid back in full. So now the buyer doesn't want this creditor taking away the fields that he bought. He bought it for a reason. He wants these fields. Shakal alfa zuzay v'ka'azal gabe. The buyer took 1,000 zuz and he went to him. What's he going to do with this 1,000 zuz? Basically, the guy who bought the fields, he wants his fields back. He already paid 1,000 zuz for these fields, but he wants them. Amar Le, he said to the creditor who already took one of them, he said, Ishavi lach alfa zuzay l'chai. If it's worth 1,000 zuz to you, great. If the first field that you took is worth 1,000 zuz, great. So you took the first field, it's worth 1,000 zuz, and I'm going to keep, me the buyer, I'm going to keep the second one because you've already been paid in full. You grab the first field. If that's worth 1,000 zuz to you, then keep it. V'iloi, and if it's not worth 1,000 zuz, let's say it's worth 500. So now, I'm holding 500. You're holding a field of 500. Then shakal alfa zuzi v'stalik. Here's 1,000. And I won both of these palaces. What does this mean? He's basically, if you're going to accept the first field as having a value of 1,000, great, now you're fully paid. If you're not going to accept it, then what I'm going to do, if you want it to consider it 500, I'm going to give you 1,000, and then I'm going to hold on to both fields. Now, basically what this buyer is trying to do is she's trying to over-evaluate the value of the field. He's saying, if it's worth 1,000, then you already paid back. If it's worth 500, then I'm going to pay you 1,000, and I'm going to take both fields. Now, in a way, this sounds like the Mishnah, where we said that what if there's barely enough? What if the amount that you could collect in the Ksuba, what about if, the Yerusha is exactly the value of the Ksuba? Then you do not apply the rule of ksubas benin dichrin. You don't allow the heirs to first collect the ksuba and then be yoyresh because there's no yerusha. So what if one heir is smart and he wants to be able to collect ksubas benin dichrin? So what does he do? He says, I will overestimate the value of the land. This way I'll make it that there's a maisar dinar. We don't allow him to over-evaluate. So if in the Mishnah we don't allow him to over-evaluate, Sav Rami Bar Chama Lameimar, Rami Bar Chama thought to say, Hainu Masnisen, that this case is exactly like the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, "Amru Yisam, the Yisam said, 'Harei Enu Malin Al Nichsei Avinu Yafa Dinar.' We're going to over-evaluate the nechasim of our father, a dinar's worth. We don't, in order so that there's a moisar dinar, then ain't shomim lai. We don't listen. We have to estimate it exactly at what it's worth. So here also, why could the buyer say, 'Well, if it's 1,000, then you've already collected. And if it's 500, here's 1,000, and I want both.'" Amar Le Rava, Rava said, there's no comparison whatsoever. Midami, is it similar? Hasam Islahu Pseda Liasmi. There, the Yisoimim, who we're going to get the other Ksuba, which is worth less, are going to lose out if the first Yisoimim over-evaluate it, because the first Yisoimim have a bigger Ksuba than the second one. So the other Yisoimim are going to lose out if they over-evaluate it. But hacha, but here, nobody's losing anything. Mi islay pseda, if the buyer over-evaluates it, then the Baal Chayiv doesn't have any loss, because alfa yahiv, alfa shakal. The Baal Chayiv lent 1,000, and he's getting back 1,000. If he deems it worth 1,000, he got 1,000. If not, he's being paid 1,000. So he's not losing out. He's getting exactly what he lent. So you cannot utilize an overestimation at the expense of someone else. But if it's not at someone else's expense, as long as he's getting paid back what he lent, it would be mutter. Then the Gemara brings another case, which is mamish identical. Says Gemara, Bekama Kasiva, no, I'm sorry, Bekama Kasiva. How much do we write? Now, Bekama Kasiva means like this. When we take away the field from the buyer, so how much do we write in the shtar? So basically, think about what we're doing now. We're taking the meshubadim away from the buyer, but l'chayra, if we take it away from him, he's entitled to a refund because he paid 1,000. Now the question is, why does he get any refund? Think about it. He grabbed, because the buyer, he bought it for 1,000, he bought the one field for 500, and he had it taken away from him, but the creditor could say like this, if you consider it worth 1,000, so then you already took it. And if it's not worth 1,000, here's 1,000. Because what happened over here? The buyer wants to ward off the creditor, right? Just the opposite. The buyer wants to ward off the creditor. So the buyer says to the creditor took away the first field. Now the creditor wants to take away the second field. So the buyer says to the creditor, look, if the first field you took away is worth 1,000, so you got what you want. If it's not worth 1,000, so then here's 1,000, give me back the fields. So basically, the buyer is keeping the fields, but he had to pay the creditor $1,000. He had to pay 1,000 zuz. The thing is, he already paid 1,000 zuz to the owner of the field. Think about it. He paid 1,000 zuz to the owner of the field, who's the Baal Chay, who's the debtor, and now he's paying 1,000 zuz to the creditor. So he basically paid twice, and he...
Now.
What?
So he paid 500. He bought one field for 500.
Well, let's think. The buyer bought one field, and the buyer... No, the buyer bought one field from... from the buyer bought both fields. This buyer bought no? And the creditor grabbed one of them, and the creditor wants to grab the second one. So the buyer goes to the creditor and he says like this. The buyer goes to the creditor and he says, if you're going to take, if you consider the first field worth 1,000, great, keep it. But I want the second one. And if you only consider it 500, here's 1,000, give me back both fields. So he in essence paid 1,000 twice. He paid 1,000 to the creditor and he paid 1,000 to the seller. So now the question is, he lost his money. If he lost his money, how much is he going to be reimbursed? So the question is, Bekama Kasvinan, how much do we write? Because we took it away from him. Now he's entitled to get reimbursed. Now, so but the question is, how much? Did he, in fact, what did he do with the second field? In other words, did he give it, are we assuming that he's forced to just give up 500? I mean, who's being reimbursed over here? L'chare, the buyer is being reimbursed. So he's being, how much is he reimbursed for? Is he reimbursed 500? Or do we say that it was for a debt of 1,000, so he should be able to be reimbursed 1,000. How do we look at it? Do we look at it that he gave it up for 500, or do we look at it that he gave it up for 1,000? Look at Rashi. V'tirfa b'kama kasvinan. Hari lekechza, this buyer, machra l'noyshe be'elef zuz. He sold it to the creditor for thousands of lefat soy, Mechayvai, basically to assuage him from the debt. V'chayzer lebezin lichtoiv loy shtar tirfa. He goes back to Bezin to write him a shtar. Alzeh shemachor loy ba'achrayis, because it was sold to him with responsibility. V'harei tarfu mimenu b'dvei elav zuz. They grabbed it from him for 1,000 zuz. Shayim mechuyev b'kama shayim mechuyev that he was chayiv. So the question is b'chama kasvino lei tirfa be'alfa kishir hachayiv. Do we write it for 1,000, which is the amount of the debt, oy behemeya, or for 500, sharei kach kana mimenu, because that's what it was bought from him. Basically, he bought it for 500. But then the creditor grabbed it for $1,000 chayiv. So does he get reimbursed 500 or does he get reimbursed 1,000? Who right now has the other field in this case? Does the buyer or the Baal Chayiv? What's the case? Who has the... Who?
The buyer has the second field.
The buyer has the second field?
Well, he says either... Take the first field for 1,000, or I'll take both fields and give you 1,000.
He tells the creditor, either take the first field for 1,000, or I'll take both.
Both for 1,000.
So does he have both? Which one did he do?
I don't know. What did he do?
Anybody? What did he do in this case?
Because the buyer states that he gives him a choice, either take one field for 500 or both, or one field, that extra field for 1,000, he now inflated the price of that one field. So the receipt that the creditor gets now to obtain from the original lender, original borrower, he could collect now 1,000, because now the property value went up 500. Because the way he offered it to him.
Because of the way the buyer offered it to the creditor?
Yeah.
So he said, either take this one field for 1,000, or if it's only worth 500, I'm going to take both. So let's say he took both. So now he's going to be reimbursed. Did he? What did he do, Lamaisa?
He overinflated the price. He just basically reset the market price.
Okay, but who has the second field right now?
The guy that bought it from the guy that bought the two fields now.
He has both of them?
No, he has one of them. The other one he gave to the other guy and said that now the new value is 1,000.
Let's say the guy didn't. Did the guy take him up on that?
We're assuming, yeah, because they're going to Beis Din trying to get a shtar saying some sort of receipt.
But didn't he say, V'ilai shakal alfa zuzi v'stalek? Take the 1,000, and I'm going to take both. The buyer will take both. So let's say he did take both. Are we talking about that case? We're not talking about that case. What's the offer? What's the offer he makes? He says either accept one for 1,000. Now if he accepts one for 1,000, either you credit or accept one for 1,000, or take 1,000 and I'm going to take both apartments. So which one of those two options, what is he doing? Which one of these things is he doing?
Yeah, that's it.
What?
Right, the case of Itir for Bekama Kasvina is that if the creditor agrees to keep the first mansion as full payment of the debt.
How do you know?
That's what Archwell says.
Yeah, Archwell says it, number six.
Saying the cases where the guy took him up on the deal that he'll take one field for 1,000. So right now the buyer really bought two fields. He bought two fields for 1,000. He used one of the fields to send away the creditor. Fine. So now the question is, he needs to be reimbursed for one of the fields that he paid 500 for and he had to give away. So the question is, does he get reimbursed 500 because Lamaisa, he paid 500 and he doesn't have a field? Or do we say it's like it went up in value because he was able to use this to ward off a creditor who wants 1,000? Right? Is that the shayla's like the, in other words, he paid 500 for a field, so he needs to be reimbursed 500. Or do we say, well, because he shooed away a Baal Chayiv who's owed 1,000, so it's like his field went up in value, so now he should be reimbursed 1,000, because he basically lost 1,000. He had a field that was used to shoo away a creditor of 1,000, so therefore he should be reimbursed 1,000. So Ravina Amar Ba'alfa. Ravina said he gets 1,000. Ravina Amar B'chamesh Me'ah. V'elchus B'chamesh Me'ah. The halacha is he only gets 500. How do we know though? What if the creditor says, you know what? No, I'll take 1,000 and you keep the field. Then what? Then how much does he get reimbursed, right? Question, what if the creditor says, no, I'm not taking one field for 1,000. I'll give you back the field, and you give me $1,000. Well, let's say that happens. Then how much does the buyer get reimbursed? I mean, in that case, it's Pashut he gets reimbursed 1,000. Because he paid 1,000 for fields, and basically, he had to pay another 1,000 to get them back. So if he takes that option, then for sure he gets 1,000. It's only if he gives away one field and the owner accepts that for 1,000. So now there's a shaila, does he get 500 or does he get 1,000? Yeah, does anybody say that? I don't see that in Rashi. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Hahu gavra dava maske bei meozuz. It was a guy who owed 100 zuz. Havalei trei ketinei da'ara. He had two small pieces of field. Chad zabinu b'chamish v'chad b'chamish. He sold one for 50 and another for 50. Yosu b'al choyv tarfa l'chad menayu. So the creditor came and he grabbed one of them. Hadar asav katarv lidach. Then the creditor came and he grabbed the other one. He wanted to grab the other one. So shakal meo zuz v'kazal gabe. The buyer came and he took 100 zuz. Normally he said, ishavi lach meo zuz ilchaye. He said, if the field you grabbed is worth 100 zuz, great. V'ilai shakal meo zuz v'stag. Otherwise take 100 zuz and I want both of them. So I guess it's assumed that he's taking the first offer and he's accepting one field for as 100. By the way, does the creditor get reimbursed? If the creditor is basically being forced to accept one field for 50, could the creditor then go back to the Baal Chayv and say, hey, you owe me another 50? Or he's like Meichel, it's like he accepts the overinflation. So says Gemara, Sav Rabbi Yosef Lameimer, Hani Masnisen. Rabbi Yosef will say, this is the Mishnah, because in the Mishnah, we don't allow an overinflated price. Where the Amru Yisurim, Amalei Abaye, Abaye said, no, Midom, it's not like the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, you can't overinflate. Hasam Islub Seda Liasmi. It's coming at the expense of the Yisurim. Hachamai Pseda Islai. But here, you're not causing a loss to the Baal Chayv, to the creditor. Because Mea Yahiv, he gave 100. Mea Shakal, he's taking 100. I don't understand that. Because I thought we're assuming he's taking one field of 50 for 100. So he is losing. Right? You told me that the Madura Schadenstein said we're talking about where he accepts the 500 for 1,000 or the 50 for 100. So he's losing because he lent 100 and now he's being forced basically to accept a 50 for 100 or a 500 for 1,000. So isn't he losing out? Or is it because he accepts it, so he's not losing out? Next story. Hahu gavra dava maski bei meo zuzei. There was a guy who owed 100 zuz, shachiv, and he died. Shavik ketina da'ar da hava shavik chamshin zuzi. He left a small shtickle that was worth 50 zuz. So asab al chavik hatarfle. The creditor came and he grabbed it. Azal yasmi yavalei chamshin. The yisoymim came. Now when the creditor grabbed it, he's basically only collecting half. Then the yisoymim came and they gave him 50 zuzi. They gave him 50 zuz. Because they wanted the field back. So they gave him 50 zuz, and he gave the field. Hader katarafle, he grabbed it again. Because he said, it's very nice you gave me 50 zuz, but he owes me 100 zuz, so thank you very much. I only agreed to give you the field because I wanted cash, and I figured I'll get cash and then I'll grab the field again. Also, Abaye came before Abaye. Amar leh lohen. Abaye said to them, "Mitzvah ala yisoyim l'throi chayv avien. The yisoyimim are obligated to pay the chayv of their father. Meaning, when you paid the creditor, you were doing a mitzvah of paying your father's debt. Hani kamay mitzvah abdisu. So the money that you paid the creditor, you did a mitzvah with. Fine, you did a mitzvah with that. But now, hashta ki tarf bedin katarf. Now, he is grabbing halachically. Rashi says, mitzvah ala yisoyim l'frech hev avien, mishum kavar avien. out of the honor of their father. Elish ain lebezin lekayfen akach. Bezin can't force them. Dalav mitzvah sasim fresh. See, it's not a mitzvah d'iraisa. Kesuka ukalulav ela mitzvah ba'amad rabbanan. So you paid kedin. You paid the ksuba of the father, and bedin katarif. And now that he's grabbing properly because the nechasim are meshubed. In other words, if he would have just collected the nechasim, then we wouldn't have forced you to pay. But once you paid, he could grab the nechasim. This is only if the yisamim didn't say when they gave the 50 zuz, that the 50 zuz were to buy the field. If they didn't say it's to buy the field, so they gave the 50 zuz to pay the debt, and now there's still a shibur on the karka. Aval amrule hani chamshin zuzi deme ara katina. But if they said we're giving you 50 zuz to buy the field, so then they bought the field. The field is now owned by them and is no longer meshubed to the debt. Salukis salkua. So they dismissed him from the field. If they're paying for the field, so they basically he grabbed the field, he collected it, they bought it from him. So now there's no hishtabdus on the field. So as if they didn't say they're buying the field, then the field is still meshubed. But if they said they're buying the field, what?
There's still the choyv to pay the other 50 zuz.
So in other words,
just that the karka is not meshubed, but there's still the choyv to pay the full amount that they owe. The father owes.
If they didn't say that they're buying the field, then the karka is meshubed. If they said we're buying the field, so the debt was collected from the field, but then they bought it back. So, but once they bought it back, it's now something they own. Something that they buy later is not meshubed to their father's debt. But if they didn't say that, they just gave 50 zuz to pay their father's debt, and the guy released it, but he released it only to get the money, but it's still meshubet to him, so he could take it back. Last case, Ahu gavra dezavne l'ksuba sedim v'tevesana. There's a guy, he sold the ksuba of his mother for the tevesana. What does that mean, the tevesana? We're talking about a guy who his mother married someone other than her father, other than his father, and he sold the rights for someone to collect the ksuba, meaning his rights in the ksuba. Assuming the father will die, and then she'll die, he'll inherit that ksuba, he sold that right to collect to somebody else. Now, it's not talking about his own father, it's talking about some other guy. Because if it was talking about his own father, that's a legitimate possibility of him collecting it. Because regardless of if the father dies first, then, and then the mother, he'll inherit it. And if the mother dies first, and then the father, he'll also inherit it. So it's talking about the father is not, the husband is not his father, and he'll only inherit it provided he dies first and then she dies. So it's a very remote possibility, because maybe she'll die first, or maybe even if he dies first, maybe the son will die before the mother. So it's only a very small right. But Amar Lahi said to the guy who he sold it to, Iasya ema ma'ara, if my mother comes and says, hey, how do you have a right to sell my ksuba? Loi mifat sinalach. I'm not going to argue with her. I'm not going to preserve it for you. So if my mother comes and doesn't like this, I will not honor the deal. Shechiva ime, the mother died, v'lay arara, and she didn't protest. So now he inherits the ksuba. V'asa ihu, v'kama arar. But now he comes and says, you know what? I don't like the fact that I sold it. You don't like the fact that you sold it. He says, yeah, that's right. I stand in the place of my mother. My mother had the right to protest, so I'm going to exercise that right. Savar Rami Bar Chama L'meim, Rami Bar Chama thought that Ihu b'makam imei kai, that he stands in the place of the mother. If the mother could have protested, he has the right to exercise that right. Amar Le Rava, so Rava said to him, Nehi da achrayis dida lo kabal alei. It's true. Responsibility for her, he didn't accept. He didn't accept that he's going to be responsible if the mother protests, but he does have to take responsibility for what he does. Namely, he does not have the right to protest the sale of the ksuba in his mother's stead. And therefore, if he does, then the halacha would be he would have to compensate the buyer of the ksuba. Okay? So that's where we are up to. And stay tuned for Daf Tzadi Beis. Have a wonderful night. Okay? Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.